This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, Celine Kiersim was born and raised in a North London family with a Turkish Cypriot heritage. She now runs her own restaurant, has produced a recipe book, Oklava, same name as the restaurant. And this morning we'll cook the perfect buttered frikke with chickpeas, green olives, currants and pistachios. Celine, what is frikke?
It's a green wheat, green durum wheat. And what they do is when they harvest it, obviously all the straw that surrounds it, they set fire to it and kind of do this very delicate kind of burning process, and then get all the wheat from inside. And that gives it kind of slightly smoky kind of flavour.
Now, I thought I was really familiar with both Turkish and Greek cooking, but I had not come across frikke before. How easy is it to find in the UK?
It's quite readily available. I mean, you can definitely find it online really easily. Health food stores, kind of big supermarkets, especially in kind of, I guess, areas with more of a Middle Eastern population, you'll find it quite easily as well in those sorts of shops.
Now, you're now chopping...
Yeah, I've got some shallot here. I'm just chopping that up, and then I'm going to start cooking that in the butter and a little bit of olive oil as well.
And I think you've brought some of the frikke pre-prepared.
So what I've just...
How do you start to cook it if you were doing it from scratch?
So with this recipe, what I would do is once the shallots are cooked down, then I'd add in the frikke raw, and then I'll add the water into it and cook it in the whole liquid like that. But what I've done this morning is to just cook... in advance, and then I'll just finish it off here.
Because you wouldn't have had the time.
Yeah, otherwise we'll be here for an hour or so.
We'd have been here all morning.
Yeah.
And we know, a lot of us know Turkish and Greek, because, I mean, they're both familiar cuisines here now.
Yeah.
But how do the two combine in Turkish Cypriot cuisine?
The thing with Cypriot cuisine is that it's a lot fresher. And I always describe it as island cooking, so it's kind of just what you find, on the island, basically. So there's lots of fresh lemons and parsley and lots of tomatoes, and the produce is incredible. It's, you know, sun-drenched country. So so I think the thing is with the cooking from Turkey in particular, there's a lot more spices and a lot more dried fruits and nuts used, and it's a lot richer in parts. They only use butter as well, or a lot more butter, whereas Cypriot cooking is all based around olive oil.
Now, as I said, you were born in North London and lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you get to taste all this wonderful cooking with the fresh produce from the island?
Well, lots of summers spent in Cyprus. And when I was young, we lived out there as a family for sort of 18 months. But I mean, I was very young, I was sort of like 4 years old. So grew up on, you know, those summers with my grandmother's cooking, and my grandparents grew all of their own produce. I don't think they've ever eaten anything out of a packet, genuinely. And obviously my mother's cooking as well. In the area where I grew up, in North London, you know, there's a big Cypriot community. So hence there's restaurants and the shops and everything. So as the years have gone on, it's more and more readily available to buy all these ingredients. And so my mum brought us up on that sort of cooking.
Now, your book does have familiar things like meze, hummus, kebabs. Mm-hmm. But where did chili roast cauliflower come from?
So chili roast cauliflower is one of the signature dishes of the restaurant now. So a few years back, I went on a trip to Istanbul and I was at this lovely market. And there was this lovely old man who was producing his own pepper paste. So you can get a hot one and a sweet one. It's like tomato paste, basically used a lot in Turkish cookery. And one day I was sort of at home. I bought some of this back to London. I was at home making some dinner and I opened up the fridge and genuinely had some pistachios that I'd bought back as well, a cauliflower, this rub. And I just thought, oh, I'll just rub it on there, roast it, blah, blah, blah. And then next thing I knew, I was like, oh, that tastes really nice. So I did it at one of my pop-ups and it was a big success.
Now, you worked with Peter Gordon, who mm-hmm. is well known for fusion cooking. What influence did he have?
A huge amount. You know, straight out of college where I trained, learning about classical French cuisine for 3 years, a few other bits, but mainly French cuisine, to then working with Peter Gordon straight out of college and learning about ingredients from all over the world, you know, he really opened up my eyes to cooking that it didn't have to have any boundaries. And so that's how I cook now, although I'm, you know, my heritage is what inspires me and Middle Eastern kind of Mediterranean. I don't put any rules around it. You know, if it tastes good, then it works. And I have that knowledge of ingredients from other parts of the world, then I think that's what makes the cooking quite interesting.
It smells just wafting over here and it smells absolutely amazing. Is that just the onions cooking?
This is, just the shallot with the garlic, some butter, a little bit of olive oil. You can't go wrong, really. It's a good base to anything, isn't it?
Where do we go next then with the cooking?
So next I'll be adding in the frique and just a touch of water and then and some chickpeas as well. Kind of let all those flavours come together and then I'll finish it with the...
And the chickpeas, do you use tin chickpeas or have you sent those overnight?
No, these are just tin chickpeas, yeah. You can get really good ones, so why not, I say.
Go on then, put the frique in. Is it time to put it in?
Yeah, it's in there.
In goes the frique.
So in goes that. I'll pop in the chickpeas.
Absolutely
as well.
Wonderful. What else goes in with the chickpeas?
So just the frique and the chickpeas at the moment. I'm going to season it out with some salt. I'll just leave that for a couple of minutes, or for a minute or so. And then I'm going to finish with the olives, currants, the pistachios, and I'll just quickly chop up some mint and parsley as well to finish it with.
Oh, I can't wait. Why did you decide that you would open your own restaurant?
From a young age, I set myself this ambition. It's been the biggest ambition in my life to open up my own restaurant before I was 30. I don't know why. I've always had a love of cooking and I thought, you know, I want to do the best that I can in it. And it's been the thing in life that I'm really, really good at. You know, I kind of found my calling and my passion and I really wanted to follow it. And it never feels like work to me, you know. So
you did get through to the final of the Great British Menu. What was it like to cook competitively with some of the leading chefs in the country? mostly blokes. I mean, there were only three women of how many? 24 of you altogether.
Yeah. It's terrifying. It's a really high-pressured environment. It's a very difficult kitchen to cook in. You know, we're all chefs and they're all professionals, but you're in front of a camera constantly being asked how you feel and stuff. And so that becomes quite intense, but it's also very fun. And, it's a very good experience.
And we are now coming to the final stages. We are also coming to the end of our time on this and we're going to go to the cereal. So I'll tell you what, that can just cook away for a few more minutes. I'll get the cereal on and then you will provide me with my very early lunch.
No problem. Yeah?
Okay, we will speak at the end of the programme. And I have just eaten virtually a whole plate of Celine Kierzim's buttered frique with chickpeas, green olives, currants and pistachios. It is the perfect dish because it's got such contrasting textures with the pistachios, the frique, the sweetness, the olives. It's gorgeous.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm not going to eat it all just now. I'm going to pack it up and take it home and have it for my dinner as well because it's very filling. It's lovely. Celine Kierzim, thank you so much. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/ Radio 4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.